Drive safe with Fresh FM.
It's 7:48 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing the NSK and Chikwan and Fresh FM. Mm. Now, we've been obviously, you know, privy to a lot of situations in terms of missing persons in the country, and we never really addressed it head on.
Mm.
The different type of cases or the different circumstances. And also, just a key question, if we have, do we, like, is it really that big of a problem in Namibia?
Of a problem enough? Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe we just don't know. And today we're going to know, and the person that's going to contextualize everything else for us in terms of this space is Rosalia Hibondoka, the founder of Missing Persons Unit Namibia. Good morning, Rosalia.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are great. Lovely to have you. Thank you so, so much for your time. I think this is really imperative that we have this conversation, hey?
Thank you so much for reaching out to me. Yes.
All right. Rosalia, where are you, by the way? Are you in Windhoek? Are you in, like, where are you right now in the in this country?
I'm currently in Walvis Bay.
You're in Walvis Bay.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. You need to do some work there because something is going on there.
Yeah, something is going on here. Like, yeah, no, something bad is going on here. So that's why I'm still here. I was supposed to be back in Windhoek like 2 weeks ago after the burial of my late friend, Mrs. Shyama, but I'm still here awaiting the trial. Yeah.
Sorry for that.
Let's talk about the unit itself, Missing Persons Unit in Namibia. Is this part of NAMPO? If not, can you contextualize its operations?
Okay. Missing Persons Unit was founded in 2020 during the Shut It All Down era. This is an organization that came into existence when my friend, the late Shannon Dalek Vasafan, went missing. And me being a person that used to advocate for missing persons on my personal account, I then decided with some of my seniors, like the likes of Doc Cherry, we decided to come up with this organization. Yes, we are not affiliated with the police in any shape or form, because back then people didn't trust the police, and because the police was not doing so much when it comes to missing persons cases. And that's why they entrusted me to advocate for missing individuals. But I would love to collaborate and work with the police. I've reached out to them several times. It's just that I don't know if it's pure ignorance, because they don't really think social media is the tool and the power to do so much when it comes to missing persons. But then recently I have seen an article where I think it's the general of the police stated that social media really does have an impact and has done so much in solving most of the missing persons case.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
the police.
So maybe, Rosalia, try and break this down for us. Hey, someone could be listening right now, not necessarily thinking or feeling that the missing persons, like it's an issue in Namibia. How big of a problem is it actually?
Missing persons is a big issue in Namibia. You understand? Most of the people tend to go missing via kidnapping. They go missing or walk away from home because of circumstances. The fact that there is no much coverage about missing persons in Namibia is one of the biggest issues that we are fighting. You know, people like our officials, our police, don't really concentrate that much on missing individuals in this country, and they just tend to believe that people tend to walk away because of, they maybe go to their boyfriends and whatnot. Where the time where they really put the eye on it is when, you know, people advocate for missing individuals on the internet, and people protest for things like this. But the issue is very sinister. It's a big issue that, like, let's just talk about human trafficking itself. It's a big issue, but there's no so much light that's been shed about it. You understand? I don't understand. I think it's just pure ignorance, but this is like a plague. This is like a disaster in this country.
Do you have the numbers for the longest missing person? Like, where are we standing right now with that record?
We are, like, currently under MPU, we have three. We have Lin Bernadette Van Veek, who went missing on the 17th of September 2017. She left home in Rioport around 9 o'clock on a Sunday. Her case has been neglected by the police and labeled as a runaway. instead of someone that might have been in danger. Currently, there's no picture of Ling Ling that has been posted or shared around by the police ever since she went missing. You understand? And then we also have the case of Tine Marcus, who went missing ever since the 10th of ever since 2010. He was last seen in Otjiwarongo. Yes, 2010. He was last seen in Otjiwarongo, and there's no no record, no information about his whereabouts till today. And one of the most concerning cases that we are having is the one of Apoliana France, Apoliana Sheyama. She has a track record, yes. She once went missing in 2011, and then she was found walking 3 kilometers outside Katima Mulino. And then she went missing again in 2016, and then she was found in 2019 in Swakopmund in a very bad state. And then again, she went missing on the 20th of May 2020, when she was left at her home in Ochomwises, but she was found again in the bad state, and people believe that she was raped. And then the last time people have seen Apoliana Sheyama was in 2021, around June. Yes, and currently she's still missing. These cases made it to the police, but there's still no efforts in trying to find these women. We have exhausted our resources in trying to find her, like doing like searching for her in Ventu, searching for her in the rural areas. And mind you, this is a mental patient. But then people, like our officials, once again have neglected it. And then there's the most concerning case, baby Spencer Nakale Mandela. Till today, that boy, that baby boy is still missing. We are still in contact with the mother, Julia, and the officials that have the case are not doing anything. We are just using the tool social media and the help of the community to at least come forth with information.
Rosalie, let me ask you this. When you say the police are not doing anything, is this because you have engaged them and they are just not coming forth with information towards to your organization? Are they just not are they not combining efforts, or are they reluctant to work with you? What exactly do you mean by that, Bert?
Necessarily, I'm not referring to them wanting to work with me. I'm just saying, like, in general, looking at these cases of people that were missing ever since 2017, you understand, there's nothing that they are doing. There's no track record about these people when it comes to the police. They are not doing as much as being in contact with their with the family members of these missing individuals. Like for the case of Lady Spencer, if we even have to call now the police and ask them how far are they with the investigations, how far have they went in updating the mother, Julia, and the grandmother about this, but there is nothing. These parents and these family members only wait for us, like, to give them information. And I can only do specific work up until a specific limit. I'm not a police officer, you understand? I try, like, I always tend to call the police and pressure them, like, are you guys doing anything? Like, what's going on? It's just like, oh no, there's no police cars. Luderes will talk to the constables and see how far they've went with the kids, and then it's quiet. Because I'm always in contact with family members of these missing individuals, and they tend to call me on a daily basis to ask with what, like, if there's any update. And on this side, I'm also trying to get hold of the police, but I can't next any. That's the thing.
These are very serious cases that you mentioned, and rightfully so, they deserve our attention as a country and also as the legal fraternity. And the law enforcers. However, in this recent case now of the girl who went missing twice and was found with her boyfriend, and there was no mention of any mental challenge at the time, how do we then, as a society or the country's laws, hold such actions accountable?
Accountable, yeah.
Like, in the case of Anna Marine, I'm going to speak about it, like, without sugarcoating. This is not the first time that she went missing. She has a pattern of going missing around the time when it's test series, when it's exam. Mind you, she's a pupil at a, she's a student at a high school here in Valversberg, and the teachers are very tired of her pattern, you understand? Like, this girl, she literally also just doesn't care. You understand?
And when you say she doesn't care, what do you mean? Because obviously you are a little bit more involved behind the scenes and so forth.
Yes. What I mean by that is that she walks away and goes to the boyfriend. She literally just doesn't inform anyone in her household as to where she's going. And I'd love to believe that the boyfriend's like an older individual, because Anna Marie's 20 years old. And people like this who just tend to walk away from home, there must be a certain type of punishment for them, because they are also putting their parents, like, how can I put it?
Under stress for this, yeah.
Yes, yes. Under a lot of stress, you know. It's not a comfortable position to be in when you don't know where your child is at. Mm. And when your child just left home without notifying anyone. And I'd love the police to come up with a strategic plan on how to deal with people who just walk away from home without informing anyone. Mm. Some of these people's parents are very old. And you can't wake up one day and just decide to leave without notifying, not even your chummy, like, where you are going. And then you leave your parents to look for you. They end up going to the newspapers. They end up going to the police station. Police is not there, okay. That's not cute. Mm. That's really not cute. And there must be like strict punishment for people like this. For me personally, it's a net belt cop.
Does that really solve the problems though? Because you know how these kids feel these days. It's like, you beat me.
This generation,
you beat me today and then I'll just forget tomorrow. It's fine.
No, but it's tiring. Mm. It's tiring.
You especially know, for someone in your position that deals with real cases every day.
Oh, these parents are crying just to find out no, the homegirl or the homeboy is by his spouse, or, you know. And like for Anna Marie, sorry, ne?
Yeah, yeah.
I already met this girl. The attitude already is just a no-no. You can just see that she doesn't respect her parents. Sure. And she does what she wants. You understand? Mm-hmm. These kids must be beaten. They must tell them, it's off, like, I'm tired, man. Like, that's why I don't even put these girls on the feed anymore. I've just waited 24 hours.
The thing is now, Rosalie, even legally now, to discipline your child with corporal punishment is, you know, you'll get in trouble legally. Also, number two, also, you know, the conversation of the police needing to come up with a strategy, maybe that's a conversation you should have with the lawmakers of this country, and we're in a political year. This might be something that they can look at. But Rosalia, thank you so much for your time. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate the work that you and your partners do with Missing Persons Unit Namibia, and really our heart bleeds out to all these families that still having their loved ones missing.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. Justice Fusiyama, we are waiting for the trial.
All right.
All right. Cheers, Amisi.
Cheers, bye.
All right, bye. Now, in the next hour, we will have conversations about the MTC-powered Tech Hub conference and the official portrait of our sitting president, President Nangolo Mbumba.